Most species show a gradual decline in population size before the last one dies, rendering the species extinct. But species populations are always undergoing natural random fluctuation. In good years, lots of food, nice weather, numbers may be higher. While in other years, maybe food availability is lower or there's some disturbance like a fire or a hurricane or disease that kills a bunch of individuals, and the population might be lower. Such shifts in population size caused by random events are known as stochastic changes. And they occur naturally, albeit unpredictably. When populations get really small, though, because of something like habitat loss or fragmentation, what would otherwise be a normal fluctuation in numbers might cause the species to go extinct. Look at this graphical representation of this, of a hypothetical population of some species. The dashed line shows the normal year-to-year fluctuation in population of a large, healthy population. So if you look at that dashed line in year 8 along the x-axis, it was a particularly bad year. Maybe there was a disease outbreak or a hard-killing frost in late spring, something that made the population go down. That population in year 8, if you notice, is about half of what it was in year 1. Nonetheless, the population rebounds in year 9 and 10, and so nothing really big happens. Everything's just peachy keen again. Now look at the solid line. The same species now has a much smaller population size. Okay, so here, maybe they're living in a small habitat patch, which can't support very many individuals. So now, even a small fluctuation that would be easily surmountable in the big population can kill all the individuals present. If a big disturbance, such as a forest fire, sweeps through a small fragment, it may kill all remaining individuals, especially if there's nowhere to run. So the take-home message here is that small, isolated populations are more vulnerable to stochastic events that can result in extinction, these random events that occur naturally that can, in small populations, lead to stochastic extinction.